Well, as I said, we're going to do something unusual rather than have a Bible study during this hour. I've had a lot of things stirring that I thought I ought to sort of bring to you in some fashion, and just decided to just bring a report today instead of our regular Bible study during this time. What I want to do is fill you in today on a lot of things that have been going on behind the scenes, things that don't typically come up publicly when we get together for worship. A few of you have been asking questions along the way, and I appreciate that. I hope you know that you can do that. Sometimes when I say something, people will say, "Well, I've been wondering about that." And I think, well, ask. It's okay. Make an appointment if it's a big question, but you always, I hope, know that you have freedom to ask anything. So I hope that what I'm going to say this morning will answer questions that you have or may have had. And when I'm finished talking, then you can ask the ones I've missed. We'll have a discussion time at the end. We've been meeting together now for almost 11 months. I don't know if you realize it's been that long. Our first service was at the end of October last year, and a lot of preparatory work that went in before that, so been plugging away at this for over a year, but having public services for almost 11 months, much of the time that I've spent in the last 11 months has been time of preparation so that there would be something for you to hear at this hour and the next. And, you know, that has to be the top priority of any pastor's time, needs to be. Jesus' charge to Peter was, "Feed my sheep." And so among things that are behind the scenes that you don't see, and you're thinking, what does this guy do with his time? Study and preparation would definitely be the biggest category, and I hope that it will always be that way. But in addition to that, there are a lot of things that have to happen that are not normally seen on Sunday, and it's about those things that I want to fill you in today. So beyond the preparation for specific messages, the highest priority of my time for the last 11 months has been people stuff, getting to know you, praying for you, meeting with many of you, giving counsel where that was wanted, and encouragement, I hope. And within that priority of people, a big part of the focus has been on leadership development. As we said at the very beginning, a biblical church has a plurality of elders. There's not just one elder. And the churches in Scripture that are addressed, where the word comes up, it's always plural elders in a singular church. And we have known all along that God was going to raise up people in our midst to shoulder the burden, to help me in shouldering the burden of pastoring this congregation. So it is with a great deal of joy that I can announce to you today that we're very close to being ready to appoint Tim Ake as our next elder. Tim and I have been working together for months now in a leadership development program. We have a ways to go before we're going to be finished with that, but we're to the point where we're pretty sure this is going to happen. We want to include you so that you can pray for Tim and encourage Tim and know that this is going on. And we're going to keep on taking our time and being careful and just making sure that this is what Tim wants to do and that he meets every qualification to do it. It's no small commitment. So I want you to pray for Tim and have time to offer him encouragement. Obviously, if you have some concern with that, this also gives you time to speak up. That's part of the process. Sometimes there are those concerns, and your responsibility would be to say so if that were the case this time around or any other time around. Now, so far, Tim and I have been studying an elder development book together. We spent a lot of time just getting to know each other, seeing how we're going to be working together. We've been involved with the Elders of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, where they're sort of just advising us, but it's nice to have some other guys with more experience than we have to say, these are the things you have to watch out for, and so that's been very fruitful. And I just wanted you to know where we were in that and call you to prayer for Tim as we draw nearer to the time where he'll be official. And there'll be more in the future, but for now, if things go as planned, Tim will be our next elder. Now, some of you have asked about church membership, and I appreciate your heart in that, wanting to be official. And I certainly want you to be able to make that commitment. The main thing that we've been waiting on in terms of having an official membership has been this elder development process, because all of the New Testament churches are addressed as having plural elders, and because that's our conviction, we didn't want to set all of that stuff in place officially until there were at least two and elders. And so that's the main thing we've been waiting on, but official membership will be the next priority as soon as another elder is on board. And I've got some material on that, which is in the van, if you want to go get that for me, thank you. It's in a nice, fat file folder in my briefcase. I'll hand that out at the end, which is what I was going to do anyway, because I don't want you to read that until I'm through. So my wife is going to help by getting what I forgot. You. Mr. Parker. Oh. So, establishing church membership is the next priority, as I see it, after we have another elder on board. And the handout I'm going to give you at the end, one of the things in there is a write-up on membership, because it's something you need to be thinking about if you're a part of this group and plan to be that, because membership is a commitment. So far, we've not asked you to make any commitments. That's sort of an odd thing, but it's a phase in the development of the church, step by step, piece by piece. But when the pieces are in place, we'll be asking you to make a commitment if you want to be a member. It's not just a token sort of thing. It brings with it certain privileges. It brings with it a great deal of responsibility. And you need to know what's required and what's expected and be thinking about it ahead of time. And so the little handout is just going to give you some of the basics of church membership so that you can be thinking about that in the meantime. And then when we have another elder on board, we'll have a formal membership process that we'll let you know all the details about. Now, another thing that I know has been on your minds is where we're going to meet next. We've had quite a few Sundays when we needed the wall stretchers. We've talked with Colin about the eminent domain rights we had on his room. Haven't gotten very far with that argument, so we need to know where we're going next. And I can tell you this morning that I sincerely wish that I knew. So far, we've taken the Thomas Edison approach. Edison found hundreds of ways not to make a light bulb. And by eliminating all sorts of ways not to make one, he finally found one way to make one. And it seems that that's been our approach so far. We have ruled out scores of places that just don't fit, won't hold us, aren't available, won't work for some reason. And fortunately, we keep getting new leads to follow up on. And so that's... I'm just going to keep plugging away at that. And I would just ask you to continue to pray on this issue. The next transition that we face, that being moving from here to something larger, is one of the most difficult that a church faces in its development. You know, we've got basically 50 people, maybe more than 50, who are very involved, but on a given Sunday, about 50. People. We need a facility that'll hold 100 or more that 50 people can pay for, that is available for our use, that is a reasonable distance from the people who are involved already, so that, you know, we're not cutting half of the congregation out because of distance when we start meeting there. Those are basically the criteria, and those things just aren't easy to find. the 7 day a week facilities that we could rent were going to cost $40,000 or $50,000 a year. We don't need it but 1 day a week. $40,000 or $50,000 a year may not be wise stewardship anyway. So we're likely talking about a 1 day a week facility where we're moving stuff every Sunday morning. Probably where we buy a trailer to bring our own chairs in every Sunday morning and have a place to store them during the week. So it'll be different. It'll be fun. It'll give more places for people to serve. We'll have all sorts of teams at that point. We'll have to have a pen and paper team, at that point. There'll be a job for everybody. And in the Lord's timing, we're going to find that place, that next place. I want to encourage you, though, that in the meantime, we are not just hanging in here waiting for something good later. I really believe that God has done a tremendous work in this congregation over the last 11 months that this wonderful meeting facility has been an integral part of. It's been a delight to watch people get to know each other and become a united group. So I really think that for whatever amount of time God keeps us here, He's going to keep doing that. He's faithfully growing us in ways besides the numbers, but the numbers have grown too. We need to be content to let Him direct where we're going to meet and the timing on that. Even so, though, I would challenge you to pray, and I'm going to keep on looking because we don't want to miss the opportunity when God makes it available. So that's kind of the lowdown on meeting places. Another area in which I want to give you a quick overview is finances. This is one of the places where I've been breaking Tim Ake in. He's been involved in the oversight of the money for months now, just to give more than one head involved in that, have some accountability and collaboration in that area in particular. The handout I'm going to give you in a minute has a summary of the giving for the, well, for every month to date. But I'll tell you that our average for the year has been about $7,000 a month in giving. That number includes some unusual one-time gifts that have come in this year that, a big one-time gift is a nice thing. It's a blessing from God. However, it's not a blessing that you plan for. You don't know when the next nice big one-time gift is going to come. And so, realistically, our offerings have been about $6,000 a month in regular offerings and then some real nice blessings this year in addition to that. Our commitment has been to work within the means that God has provided, and the giving that you have done, combined with our current rent-free status, has enabled us to do a lot, even as a pretty small group. When we began this church, I had a full-time job, and now I've cut that down to a little less than half of my work week for the secular job, which is a blessing. In addition to that, we've been able to help some families who have been in need, and we've supported some other ministries. We have made quite a few purchases, including the chairs you're sitting in and the chairs that are stored, and a good bit of sound equipment. In fact, next week we're going to stop borrowing Mr. Lackey's sound system, and we'll have our own. In fact, I have the tether-free microphone today, and I'm pretty happy about that. We bought some software, other necessities like that that we've been able to accumulate with the money that would have gone to rent. Now we have money in the bank to pay a deposit when we find a place, money to buy more chairs, money to buy the trailer if we have to buy a trailer to store the chairs or whatever else we're going to need when we move. So those things are coming along, slow but sure. Now, another area of concern for a lot of us has been how are we going to let people know who we are? You guys have done a wonderful job of inviting people, even being in a home. We've had a lot of visitors because you've brought them. But we want to make that even easier, particularly when we have an address to publish that we think will be in for a while, that'll hold more people. We're going to want you to be able to invite them easily, have something to put in their hands. So a couple of things are in the works. We've got a website reserved. It's got some things on it, but it's really not official yet. And we're coordinating how we're going to have that look really nice and have directions as to where we meet and the philosophy of ministry of the church and various things like that, so that you can say, check our website out if you want to invite somebody, and they can get directions, they can know what we're about. We're also going to have some printed material that we can put in your hands, that it would have the address and a map when we have an address to put on it. I want you to be able to invite people and have something to put in their hands, send them to a professional-looking website. And so working on these kind of things. Overall, I just want to say how grateful to God I am for the work that He's done in our midst over the last year and almost 11 months of meeting together and the preparatory work that was happening before that. I am absolutely convinced that God has put together a congregation, not just some folks hanging out. We really have a congregation of God's children, and He's doing a work in our midst. I'm most excited about the personal growth that's evident in many of you. Sweetness of the fellowship that we have together, the ministry to one another that many of you are developing. There's a thirst for righteousness that many people in our group are demonstrating. And these are the real priorities of ministry. All the rest of the stuff is just to enable us to do that. And you guys are doing that. And I'm grateful. I believe God has positioned us well for the next phase of growth, and I think He's laid a good foundation. His hand is on what is happening here. And I think He's going to see us through the challenges to come, and they're going to be challenging. There are going to be some adjustments as we grow, and I want you to be ready for that. But God's going to be just as faithful in the next steps as He has been over the last year. And I think if you stop and reflect on what's happened in the last year, you would agree that it's pretty amazing. It's just neat what He's done. So we give Him the glory. A couple of little items that you may be wondering about. Sunday school schedule over the next month or two is going to be a little different. I finished up the evangelism study last week. There are 11 of those. If you missed all of them or any of them, the CDs are available. You can ask Nathan White, who isn't around right now, but we can figure out where to put a note to him if you want those. Next week, Chuck Lackey is going to teach for us. And then for several weeks after that, Tim Ake is going to bring a study about the key doctrines of the Reformation. We're going to do Scripture alone first. The Reformation was a time of awakening for the church and of enlightenment. And there were some pivotal issues that were in play. The Reformers were proclaiming salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And you have to get alone in after every one of those, or there's a group of people that will agree with you, and they're talking about something completely different. They'll say, wasn't it gracious of God to let us work our way to heaven? It's funny, but it's not a joke. They really do believe that. But you say grace alone, and you cut out a lot of heresy. And then the authority for making these assertions was Scripture alone, which is, I think, what Tim's going to start with. So anyway, through the next couple of months, you're going to get a mixture of nice things. Several other guys are going to teach, and it's going to be fun. At 11 o'clock, I'm running out of Titus in a big hurry, as you may have noticed. So I want to tell you that I'm going to be starting a study of the book of Mark next, if you want to start reading that and get familiar with it. So that's kind of what I thought to bring you today. Leadership, membership, meeting place, finances, outreach, and then the study schedule. Do you have questions that I didn't address or questions about what I did address? Roger.
Maybe some thoughts on, again, a church has many facets to it. and maybe some thoughts on missionary work and evangelistic work, you know, where your thoughts and where other people's thoughts are on areas like that, bringing them the message to the world.
We certainly want to be involved in both of those. The study on evangelism that we just finished is kind of a push to get everybody moving in that direction. That can be an official program. There's nothing wrong with having an official evangelism program. But I think the most effective way is that if each one of us just ministers as we go. In terms of missions work, we certainly want to be involved in that. We've got some folks who have been involved even over the last year in a ministry in Hungary, and we want that to grow. We don't want it to just be one thing, but to be a lot of things. One of the things that I've sort of made some inquiries about and need to get more attention on, again, is some missionaries that sort of have a home base within striking distance of here, so that we might have a personal involvement with a missionary or two, help fund their ministries, and then when they're home, they're here rather than California or New Hampshire or somewhere, and they can keep us in their loop as they give a report, but just haven't gotten very far on that yet. But we definitely want to be involved in both of those things. Did that answer it?
There's so much that has to be accomplished. You just can't do it overnight.
Right.
It's a process.
But those things are important. And it would be the position of this church. And I think, we've demonstrated that we really believe it already, but that those things are important. And there are churches that don't emphasize either of those. So I appreciate your concern about
that. Is there a doctrinal statement that the church is developing?
Yeah, we have a brief doctrinal statement already, and I'll get you a copy of that. One of the things I have to do, we'll work with Tim on, is expanding that from the little 3-page deal that it is now to a more full expression of those subjects. But I'll get you a copy of that doctrinal statement. We may even have one around here somewhere. If we don't get you one today, I'll get you one. No, but I mean, that's good. Good questions. What else? Gotta get used to my new microphone. Flip it somewhere else next week. Let's get these things going around while you think about whether you have more questions.
On the subject of meeting locations, have you considered the Cherokee government complex right there on Highway 5?
I have. They have a church there. The church does not even want to build its own building. Plans to be there forever. Would have been nice, though. Yeah, that's a nice spot. They also have a couple of... They have one other building in the county that is a... most of the Cherokee County recreation stuff is open air, but they have one other building, and it also has a church in it. It's also a little bit out of range for some of our folks.
I don't want to ask too many questions, but I guess is it set up from a legal entity basis? Is a church set up as a corporation?
Yes.
It's in place with corporate officers then? And
yes. Yeah. It's a corporation of the state of Georgia, which gives it automatically all of the IRS status that, gets your tax deduction and all of that stuff. It's really easy in Georgia to make all of that work.
Is that why there's one on every corner?
Sorry?
Why there's one on every corner?
That's why our actual name is Grace Bible Church North Metro, because every other Grace Bible Church we could think of was taken, and it had to be distinct for the state of Georgia. But, you know, we want to do everything well, and so that was done at the very beginning. Others? Y'all are awfully easy on me compared to that last bunch I had. And it may be that you have something on your mind that you don't want to ask publicly, and that's fine. If you want to talk about any of this privately, we can do that. It's better than it used to be. 10 years ago when we tried to get in one, we were just told no. And when we explained to them the Supreme Court had ruled they couldn't do that, they said, we'll do whatever we want to. And the only option was to sue them and have that going on in the community, or say okay. So we said okay. That was another church, obviously. Now there are several churches that meet in schools in Cherokee County, and it seems that, you know, it helps a lot if you know somebody, because other people have been stonewalled. You know, they know not to say we don't want the gospel in our school, because there are groups like the Rutherford Institute that just, they long to sue people over that. And so the schools don't say that, and not everybody in the school system thinks that, obviously, but some did years ago. But what has happened to some other groups is they just get stonewalled, you know, because they have to have a school employee there every time you're there. You can't just have the school. They have to have one of their employees open the doors and lock the doors and be there, and you have to pay them. And they'll just not be able to find anybody to come on Sundays if they don't want you in their school. So it helps if you've got a relationship, if you don't just come in cold. And I've been kind of making quiet inquiries, trying to figure out, you know, how's this going to work. But that is a possibility.
Out looking, is there a geographic area that you guys are sort of focusing on if you come across something to refer to?
I plotted on a map of Atlanta our people, and we stretch from the extreme west part of Alpharetta, where the Pratts live, to the extreme west part of Cobb County, where the Stills live, and pretty well scattered all across that. So you know, the idea is that anybody within that group could get there 45 minutes of drive or less. If we put it out by the Pratts, then all the Marietta people would be driving an hour and 15. If we put it out in Paulding County, then the Canton people would be driving too far. So where I have focused my look is between exit 20 and Sixes Road on 575, and trying to stay fairly near the interstate. Because interstate time on a Sunday goes by, you can cover some ground, and that is where the biggest cluster of our people are. But we may have to go further south to find a building. I've exhausted a lot of what's up there without, you know, a lot of people just don't want you in there on Sunday. They don't want to have to fool with that. A lot of the places already have churches. It's amazing the number of facilities in Canton that already have a church meeting in them. I mean, I've come across a dozen. Oh, we got a church in here already. I'm like, man, there's all these little churches everywhere. So, you know, we may come down into Woodstock trying to find something. I think that's going to have to be the next step. I've got a couple of new leads up in Canton, though, that I got to try to nail down this week. If those fail, I'm going to have to come south. But you know, my only concern would be that we don't lose anybody, that we don't move out of the area where we can serve the church that God has built up. So anywhere, really anywhere from town center to exit 20, fairly near 575 would work. Andrew?
It's probably a fairly obvious question or something, but if one of the opportunities that you've looked into before and didn't work out became available, you'd be open to it, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just praying for something that you'd said before that didn't work out, so I'm hoping it does work out.
If you're thinking about that building in Canton, it's fully leased now. They got like 10 years locked up.
Which building?
The one that I had wanted so bad. I kept thinking God's going to provide this.
Oh, is that the art center?
No. No, that one may come available.
That's the one. I didn't want to say it.
The Art Center in Canton is another one of the ones that has a church in it. It's a Methodist church, and I happened to run into the pastor, the day after I looked at it, and they told me, we have a church. It's a beautiful facility. It used to be a Methodist church. The city, I guess, has renovated, or the Art Society or whoever has renovated. It's got theater seating. It'll seat 280 people. It's got Sunday school rooms. It's affordable.
Because they were having problems with the funding up there, and I thought maybe something might come
about. It's not because they're not charging the Methodist Church, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But it's within reach. It's for the facility, it's not a bad price. And the Methodist Church has outgrown it. And so I meet the pastor the next day after I've looked at this thing and drooled over it. I run into the pastor in Canton, and some guy says, these pastors such and such church. I said, you guys meeting in the Art Center? Yeah, that's right. I said, yeah, I looked at that yesterday. That's a pretty good place you've got. He said, yeah. He said, we're going to honor our commitment. He said, we've outgrown it. We need to move, but our lease is through a year from September. This is a couple of months ago. And I said, why don't you move and we'll take over your lease? Like maybe Sunday, you know, I mean, go. We're ready now. And he said, well, you know, that might work. And he took my card and, you know. The problem is he's got the same trouble finding a bigger place that we have. So, you know, but if they moved, I'd take it in a heartbeat. We'd pay their lease and extend it and, because it is a nice facility. And, so anyway, one of the things that you never know might work out. I don't want to wait till September to get it. Or if we might move twice, you know, we might move and then get it in September. It'd be great.
When you're talking about it in September, and it's not kind of as a business plan approach to it, is making contacts and preliminary discussions with the people, so you've got a letter of interest.
Yeah.
On board with it. If that's really where your heart's going.
Well, yeah, I mean, I certainly want to keep that door open and have already been up there and, you know, met the folks. But, yeah, it's not a bad idea. I could follow up with them in addition to this pastor because...
And then people who run out of the lease know that there's somebody there with a genuine interest that
ready,
can
yeah.
help you negotiate prices.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah, that one would be nice. That one wouldn't require nearly as much moving stuff every week as a lot of places, but that's okay. We can move it or not, but it's a nice. It's in downtown Canton, right behind the Justice Center. You got the Justice Center and the Marble Building, and it's back away from that, with the cemetery on the side. But on Sunday, parking down there is not a problem, so it would be a good spot for us. And it's real close to the interstate off of exit 19, so for you guys, it'd be less driving time than coming here would be. So, but we'll see. We'll keep plugging on that. Other questions? All right, you had your chance. I'm going to give you an extra long
one, though, right?
Huh?
We get another chance?
Oh, yeah. You can always walk up and ask one, or we can always have a meeting. I send this around again during worship, but I'll have it up here for now. We've got the directory ready, but we want you to proof it. If you want to check your name, make sure all the phone numbers and stuff are correct, birthdays. And if you're not on here and you want to be on here, you have to fill out one of these special church directory forms at the back. We're not assuming you want your numbers published. They have to be on this form. If I have them, that doesn't mean they're going to get on here, because you may not want your cell phone on here. So whatever's on this form is what gets on here. But if you want, if you're not in there and you want to be added, do that. It'll be down here on the front row, and then I'll pass it around during worship. So, all right, let me lead us in prayer, and we'll have our refreshments.